A harrowing enactment of violence, but a reality for too many women. Here in Nicaragua, a group of performers from one of the poorest communities in the city of León mask their nerves with laughter. This is their last rehearsal before their debut performance. Across the country, other theater groups are also warming up for their show. Like the women from León, all these performers share a common goal: to bring public attention to one of the most serious challenges facing women and girls in the country today, the violence they suffer daily at the hands of partners or family.
They aren't alone, and they need to break the silence and not allow themselves to be mistreated. We have the same rights as men.
Gretel Robledo is a member of the theater group Women of Southeast León, who have built a play around their own personal experiences of violence.
That's our work, to go out and tell them they are not alone, that they should break these chains, say no to the violence, don't allow themselves to be mistreated or hit, not psychologically, not verbally.
According to United Nations estimates, between a third to a half of Nicaraguan women have suffered violence from men at some time. And Central America ranks among the most dangerous places on earth for women. The violence has been described as endemic.
You can talk about a democracy, a real or valid democracy, if there is an equality and if the rights of women are not included in that system.
Daniel Pulido, an artist and director of the women's play, is also the organizer of a project to use theater as a tool in the fight against the violence. With support from the United Nations Democracy Fund, there are now 10 theater groups performing in their local communities around the country. All performances are followed by a discussion with the audience. The new law, which came into force in June 2012, is aimed at curbing violence against women. Alba Luz Ramos, president of the Supreme Court of Justice, explains.
Es una ley contra la violencia.
It's a law against violence against women, which addresses all forms of violence, both in the public sphere and in the private, and which covers the prevention, the penalties, and the process of violence. It goes to the roots to eliminate violence, not solely to penalize it, because violence is a chain. And if we don't break this chain, we are never going to achieve anything.
And this is the message the groups will take to a national theater festival, bringing together the actors and activists from around the country. It's hoped that the word will spread, and the new law will uphold the rights of all women in Nicaragua to eventually live free from violence and participate fully as independent citizens in their country.
For us, it was one of the best experiences of our lives because the people applauded and said,
"Qué linda obra!
What a great play!"
This report was produced by Jill Fickling for the United Nations.